Man, you're in trouble now. You've got standing issues. There'll be no problem in that role.
Sunday morning, we have a Bible study in Nikki's room at 9, and Tuesday at 7, where Karen is leading a class in making cards. If anyone is interested in doing it, I go, and Linda and Alexis goes, and Jane Dugan came this past week. We really have fun, and you leave with a nice homemade, beautiful card, and we all know Karen is great at that, so come and enjoy. Wednesday Bible study at 6:30, followed by prayer at 6:30, followed by the Bible study at 7. Choir practice on Thursdays, and October 10th coming up is our share fair. So if you have any item that you a good usable item that you'd like to to bring over, bring it over, and we'll give it away. Or if you're in need of something, come check it out and take whatever you need. We're going to have soups and chilies and desserts and items that also just no charge or anything, so it's a good fun day. I have an email that Pastor Gary received from Kit, and he wrote in the email, "I went to Tufts Medical Center in Boston twice this week. Great news! Exclamation point. 54 pounds gone."
Hey!
His A1C level is 6.1.
Yes. Whoa, better than mine. Yes.
A year ago it was 13.
Wow, praise God.
So his insulin dosage has been cut by 50%.
Wow.
They had scheduled some oxygen therapy, which was going to start next week. That's been canceled.
Wow.
They redid the tests and everything was normal. Onward and upward, but let's make that downward.
You guys keep me honest, because I know I got to show up here.
That's right. So we want to see less and less.
I want to add to that.
I watched him come up from his car here. It was about half the time it was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
I mean, he was.
Yeah,
and that's one bad tire.
He was moving.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Amen.
Anyone? Yes, Gail. Yeah.
Jeannie just reminded me that October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So if any of you have any ideas or anything that you'd like to do to play tricks on our pastor, to show him how much we appreciate him, please see any of the deacons and we'll do it upright this time.
And the rest of the year, too, we can practice that. Too.
Yes, right. Amen.
Yes,
Kip. We have a tradition here where we sing happy birthday to people. And this is how it works. We try to get it on your birthday, but if you try to sneak by, as many do, if we find out during the same month that we missed it, then we sing happy birthday. Well, we missed a birthday this week. It was Ed's birthday at the beginning of the month, and he snuck past us without letting anybody know. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Ed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friend. Happy birthday to you.
It looks like we might have another one.
September.
We missed Laurel's. Laurel's birthday, September 10th.
September 10th. I'm going to be within a month.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's how you can tell when you're just past date now. The day the park's over, you're secure enough to fall through under the bus. Before we go on, I want to talk about some of our folks that we prayed for. Ed's here, all in one piece. They had to stop his heart. Rich, you could equate to this. They had to stop Eddie's heart and crank it back up again. So it looks like the rhythm is good. He's not twitching or anything else. He has a lot of adult supervision, so we kept Eddie in prayer. We're glad to have him here.
Amen.
Yep. And I got a text from Oren. Oren was under the knife for 14 hours worth of surgery. And so he texted me, and a text came through, and he said, "Glad to be back in the land of the living." And I texted him back and said, "A lot of prayers were said for you." And he said, "I appreciate all the prayers and support." And this morning he texted me and he said, "Really tired. Texting's a lot of work." But he's doing well. Judy, we saw Judy at the farmer's market. I talk to her every day. And Bob's over at Overlook. And Bob's doing well. The process is good. The facility is doing a great job. So he's coming along well. And Gail talked to Carla yesterday, and Carla's still in Health South. She needs lots of prayers. She'll appreciate the visits as you go through. But she'll be there for a while. So that's kind of the update on everybody else. I'm headed up to the hills this afternoon after church. We're headed up. My brother and my nephews are playing in a gospel concert just across the line over in Reedsboro, and then we're going over the hill to see my new grandson.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? His name is Lincoln Jared Brendan Burke.
Wow.
Yeah. I have no clue where Lincoln came from.
He's going to have to be a lawyer.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's interesting. My son's name is Jared, so that's where Jared came from. Brendan was my son's best friend, played center on his basketball team in high school, was a police officer in Florida, and he unexpectedly died early along the way. And so Jared has a scholarship set up at the high school that they attended up in North Adams for him. And so the baby picked up Brendan along the way. So yeah, he has no shortage of names.
Rich, did you have something?
As some of you know, next Sunday we're having our 8th annual walk for domestic violence to bring awareness to the community that this is a big problem and has to be stopped. So we have food, we have fun, we have music, activities going on. It's next Sunday at the Brinfield Common between 1 and 4. Rain or shine, we're always there. These are some sponsored forms. If anybody would like to walk and sponsor it, I'll leave them on the table there. Thank you.
Please stand if you're able to rise for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be all gathered here in God's house. What a great and glorious morning. I got to tell you this morning that things in life don't generally surprise me along the way. But I rolled out of the rack this morning and this strange noise occurred at my house. It was the furnace. I had not heard that bad boy run, and I don't know how long. And with a new roof on, Joel, it sounds different. If you haven't been down by my house, I had a new big metal roof on top. And honest to goodness, that furnace did not sound like it did before. You know,
did you forget to put a hole in?
I think maybe there's something wrong up there, Tom. That might be it. But yeah, well, the good news is it works, and it was a beautiful thing. The message today is a change of season and preparing for change. If you're not preparing for change, you're probably a little chilly this morning. But there are changes that occur, and there are seasons to your life, and preparing for change is an ongoing thing, and we don't like change. People don't like change. They don't like to change. They don't like new things. But if you're not prepared, strange things happen. I have a good friend of mine. His name is Bill DeCoto, and Bill is from the Dominican Republic originally. And he came to this country, and he came in the area, and he didn't speak English, and he was in the Boston system. And so Bill's trying to adjust and adapt and go along, and he starts school. And he was a little older than the other kids because he had graduated from school early in the Dominican Republic. And he came and he looked at college, and he really didn't think he was ready for college. So he went back to a public high school. And so he's in his senior year, and he's trying to make new friends and go along. And he's a good-sized kid. And so as he goes along, the coaches see him, and they say, hey, you should come and play ball with us. And he goes, okay. And again, he's from the Dominican Republic, so they said to him, come on and play. We got football tryouts. Come on and play football. So he says, I went home and I was pretty excited. He says, I got my gear and I walked down. He says, as I got closer to the field, I realized that I was in the wrong attire, because football in the Dominican Republic is soccer. Yeah. So he's in his soccer shorts and his cleats, and you know, he's set to play. The story ends happy because the coach took him under his wing and the players took him under his wing. And he now works for State Street Financial Industries. Wow. But he was Ben Coates' backup tight end on the Patriots for the whole time that Coates played. So this is a change of season. This is a change of season. It's a time to change. It's a time to move on. And we've done some great things this summer. I was just visiting with Joanne. We were visiting about farmers market and the things that went on. We had a very, very successful farmers market. We've done some wonderful things. But now it's a change of seasons. Now it's a time for wearing the coat when I preach, and I didn't wear my nice foofy summer hat today. I pulled out the winter hat. It's a time to retool and re-gear and prepare. And prepare and prepare. Because you never know how many more wake-ups you've got. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Yeah. So this day and every day should be a day of preparation where you become ready. Because the only thing you can't handle in life is a surprise. And being a good working Christian and being a prepared Christian takes the surprise out of life. Because there is nothing that you cannot handle in life that comes along if you've got Jesus and you're prepared.
Jesus is your contingency plan.
That's it, brother. That's it. You don't need it. In the military, we train fallback positions.
Yes.
They're called rally points.
Yes.
You know, you go out and you run a mission, and you plan for success, but if the mission doesn't go well, you have what's called rally points. That's where when you're all scattered and confused, you grab your gear and you drop back to a fallback position.
Yeah.
With Jesus, you don't need that fallback position. You're always ready.
He's there behind you.
Amen, amen.
If you turn to 63, God all-knowing and everywhere present. I'll read the light part, y'all read the dark. 63. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be too dark for you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you.
For you create